Tonight, my thoughts turn toward the coming election. In a democracy, we have a unique opportunity
to actually deal with our government in a very direct way. Now, those who would like to usurp authority do everything they can to keep us from voting, or to think that there's only one way to vote and everything else is wasting your time. We ought, of all people, we ought, as Christians, we ought to be the people who have as their goal to be led not by public pressure, not by dictatorship concepts, but rather by our conscience and the Word of God. So let me take you to Luke chapter 20 and a test that they devised for Jesus Christ and how he answered them. Starting with verse 20, "And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men," pretend to be just men, "that they might take hold of his words, so they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor." They were laying a trap to accuse him to the political leader. "And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly," or of a truth. "Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no?" These were Jews. Their land was ruled by Romans. Caesar, the title head of Rome. "But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny." This is the denarius and was the legal tender of the day. And then he asked this question concerning that penny: "Whose image and superscription hath it?" They answered and said, "Caesar's." And he said unto them, "Render unto therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's." And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace. He says, there are some things that you ought to render unto Caesar, some things you ought to render unto God. It is God's plan to keep separate government and the church. There have been bureaucratic churches that have taken over the government. There have been governments that have taken over churches. Both of these are wrong in the sight of God. What we want to look for are areas where each part, government and the church, recognize their own responsibilities, recognize their duties before God, and then answer those responsibilities. They are accountable before God. We mentioned this morning concerning the French Revolution, the changing of times we were talking about in Sunday school, and that an emphasis on rights, as was being done by the socialists of the French Revolution, an emphasis on rights leads to rebellion and revolution. This is a thing, you know, it's my rights to do this and you cannot take my rights, and it always leads to rebellion and revolution. An emphasis on our personal responsibilities leads to revival, where we say, God, help me to bear my responsibilities wisely and do the right thing. The problem with our country is that democracy works only when individuals rule themselves. So while they do not rule themselves, there is no overriding security in a democracy. So it is my purpose tonight then to say that we will be the citizens that God intended when we focus on our personal responsibilities to our country, that we learn what it means. But what are those personal responsibilities? Well, Christ said, "Render unto Caesar." Now, the word "render" translates the Greek word apodidomi. The Greek word is a compound word made from didomi, meaning to give, and apo, meaning away, to give away. Give away, therefore, unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's. So this doesn't actually tell us what we're to do. It just gives the principle that certain things God intends to be given to Caesar, that he instituted human government after the flood. There he gave the right of people to take the life of a murderer. He always said you can't commit murder, and so one person taking the life of another was murder. But if a governmental group came together and said, "We as a group condemn this person to death," then that is not murder, and in fact ought to be done, because the life of a human is vastly important. Men were made after the image of God. Therefore, someone who takes upon himself God's role of ending a person's life, that person's life itself should be taken away. So, it means, "Give away, therefore, unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's." In studying this out and looking at the connection of the word "render," I found that God reveals to us seven things that we are to give to our Caesar. So as we turn our attention to an election and dealing with our country, so much bad going on, we kind of have a tendency to withdraw. But God says there are certain things that we as citizens ought to render to Caesar. Number one, we are to render honor. Honor them. 1 Peter 2:17. "Honor all," or esteem all men. "Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king," the top ruler. Honor is one of Caesar's things. We are to give him honor. In Jude 8, speaking of the false prophets and the characteristics of these unbelievers, he says, "Likewise also these filthy dreamers," the false teachers, "defile the flesh, despise dominions," people in authority, "and speak evil of dignities." So the attitude that only speaks evil and without honor of those in charge is characteristic of an unsaved and a false teaching. Paul illustrated this in his own life in Acts chapter 26, verses 2 and 3. Addressing, he's been unjustly imprisoned and held because he wouldn't give a bribe, and King Agrippa comes to speak to him. Notice how he relates himself to this authority. "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently." Herod was a person who studied Jewish ways and understood these things. And so Paul doesn't take this time to mock him for not being a believer, not being fully following the Jewish way, but honors him, finds one reason that he can honor him. Recognize that at the time of Christ and the apostles, the kings were not godly Christians. None of them were, you see. They were pagans. To honor them meant that the believer must search through the garbage of kingly life and find some decent morsel here or there and then say, "Okay, I can honor that," you see. Remember Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, the King James margin says, or venerable, honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, we are to render honor to our leaders. Honor our country, honor our leaders for any good that happens at their hands. You say, well, nothing comes to mind. Well, be diligent. Be determined. Find the specifics that will allow you to render honor to Caesar. Find what good there is and honor it. A second thing, we are to render taxes. Stop preaching and gone to meddling now, you see. In Matthew 27, verse 58, the word render is translated deliver. The verse says, he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. That's our word rendered. Matthew 27:58. The body was given over. Luke 20:22, the question asked was, is it lawful, God's law, for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? The word tribute means a burden, a load. It is used of personal tax. So they were asking Jesus, is it lawful to pay taxes unto Caesar or no? Here is a pagan. Here is a usurper of Israel's authority. Should we actually pay our good Jewish money to this Roman pagan? He says, yes. pay what is due him. The government actually cannot act without taxes. Part of spending taxes is if they were to do everything the way God wanted them to do it, they would still need taxes to do it. And Jesus paid taxes. There can be nothing wrong with that if Jesus found he was able to pay. Matthew 17:27, notwithstanding, he says to Peter, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast an hook, take up the fish that first cometh up, and when he hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. He's saying here that he didn't have to pay the tax under God's plan, but he chose to pay so as not to offend those that were receiving the taxes. This picks up the principle from Romans 13, 5 and 6, wherefore you must needs be subject under submission, not only for wrath, because you're afraid of punishment, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, God's servants. You say, well, they don't serve God. No, they do serve God, they just don't know it, you see. They're doing his will. They are his servants. God calls the pagan ruler his Messiah back in Isaiah. The one that sent the Jews home, forgot his name for a second. What is it?
Cyrus.
Am I saying it right? Cyrus. Yes, Cyrus. He called Nebuchadnezzar his servant. And because he was spanking Israel with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar thought he was doing it by his own power, but he was wrong. For they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. So they don't know it, but they are doing what God intends. And he says, as God's ministers, they deserve the tribute. So, you need to be submissive, not only because of the threatened punishment, but also for conscience' sake, And this is what Jesus said, lest we should offend them. In the next verse, he expands the concept, Romans 3:7, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The word tribute is an individual assessment on your person or property, and custom is the levy paid on goods or travel, like a toll road travel type of thing. So, no matter how bad you think this country may be, you have no biblical reason to refuse to pay taxes that you owe. Render taxes to Caesar. Then thirdly, we are to render obedience. In Matthew 5:33, the word render is translated perform. To give over in this case is to perform something. Again, ye have heard that it's been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. So you give over your vow, that means fully obey your vow, to obey your oath, to fulfill your vow. Here's the idea concerning that. Romans 13:1, let every soul, that is the word there meaning you as an individual, be subject unto the higher powers. In the Romans 13 passage, he's talking about governmental powers. Be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained or ordered of God. God sets it up. God's doing it. God's behind it. So be subject. That's obedience. In Titus 3:1, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Obey magistrates. And then 1 Peter 2:13, pretty much the ultimate commandment here, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, and then he goes on, or the lesser rulers as well. It's been a great privilege to work at Open Door Baptist Church. I've heard so many stories of deacon boards that were trying to weasel this thing and weasel that thing, and out and out, trying to get around the laws of the land under the pretense that since they're wicked and we're righteous, we'll do a criminal act. It's been such a blessing to in the deacon board to hear Dave say, well, I've researched best I can, and here's exactly what we're supposed to do, so we really just don't have a choice. This is what the law says. And, what a relief to the conscience to know that as God leads us, it's through men who have a clear understanding that we're to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. So, we're not allowed to pick and choose. We are to be law-abiding citizens for the Lord's sake. We do not decide whether laws are just or not. With one exception, only when we are commanded to disobey our God will we disobey our government. There are two ways they can try to make us disobey our God. One is telling us to do something that God says we're not supposed to do. And the other, to tell us to stop doing something that God has told us we must do. In which cases, we humbly and simply refuse to obey. We do not become a rebel unit trying to take down the government. We just simply say, we cannot obey this. You judge whether we should obey God or men. And then we take whatever punishment the government wants to give. So, render obedience to Caesar. Obedience. Number four, we are to render service. The word render is translated yield in two passages. Hebrews 12:11, Now, no chastening, this is chastisement, for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it, that is chastisement, yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. He pictures chastisement as a tree that is hard to take, that we don't like it, but we enjoy its fruit. You see, we appreciate who we are after we were disciplined compared to those other guys that never were disciplined and end up so badly. Then the same concept in Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street of it, of heaven, and on either side of the river was there a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded, that's our word rendered, her fruit every month. 12 manner of fruit, a different fruit every month evidently. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. They brewed a tea from the leaves, and I keep drinking tea because one of these days it's going to be the leaves of the tree of life. Yielded the fruit. Again, it's the tree giving over its fruit. So to yield fruit is to render production, be productive, produce fruit. President Kennedy, remember, urged, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. It's a little different today. The whole White House government is saying the only thing worth government doing is to do for you, because you poor things can't do anything for yourself. But Kennedy had a good concept. So we call the military forces the service. You know, have you served? Military service. So we are to serve. We're to be productive. Don't reject military service as a Christian. Service is something that belongs to Caesar. Render service to Caesar. The fifth one I found is that we are to render protection. In Romans 12:17, render is translated as recompense. Recompense means, the verse says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Romans 12:17. Recompense means pay back. So to render, to give over, is in this context used of paying back. Reminds us of the story in the book of Esther of Mordecai. Mordecai, working in the government, overheard a threat to the life of King Ahasuerus. He, in all duty of protecting the king, reported it. The assassins were discovered and eliminated, and he saved the king's life. And this was done not in some great public way. He didn't ask for an audience with the king. He just went through channels. The king didn't even know about this until much later when he had the histories read to him. Now, to understand this, well, what's the big deal? He reported somebody was threatening the king's life. Well, Mordecai was a Jew, and he was a holy man. The king was a violent and wicked man in many ways. I told you an illustration some time back about Ahasuerus. He was the one who, on the move out to attack Greece, they came to a river, and these people started building a bridge across there. Then a storm came up, and the river washed that bridge away. And he was furious and ordered the river to be whipped. That'll show it. That'll teach it a lesson. This is the kind of mentality we were dealing with Ahasuerus. The king was a violent and wicked man in many ways, and God honored Mordecai for his recompense by using that very action to save Mordecai's own life. It was Haman, the wicked, who had come early in the morning to ask the king permission to kill Mordecai. Couldn't stand the man. Wanted to kill him. That's the night the king couldn't sleep, had the histories read, found out a man by the name of Mordecai that worked for him had saved his life. So he's thinking, how can I honor Mordecai? He sees Haman. He says, oh, he always has a good idea. He brings him in and says, what can be done to honor a man the king wants to honor? Haman, fully focused on self, says, oh, who would he want to honor more than me? So he makes this great big deal. He says, I'd have a really important leader put this man on the king's own horse and put the king's own robe on and decorate him like a king. And that high-ranking authority will walk through the town saying, this is done to the man the king wants to honor. He says, that's a great idea. You do that for Mordecai. Now, what did you want? Nothing. There's a great etching by the artist called Dore of Haman with his head covered in shame, leading the horse, Mordecai up on the horse, decorated like a king, crying out, you know, this is the way the king will honor a man. And this was when he began to realize that things weren't going well for him in his life. So God used this rendering of protection to honor Mordecai, and finally, ultimately, to protect the entire Jewish nation that was under the threat by Haman. So, in the same way, we need to be ready to turn in those who would seek to overthrow our government or harm our leaders. You see, it's the wrath of man never works the righteousness of God. So you can get yourself all stirred up in a human effort to eliminate this liberal threat and this attack on Christianity, and we'll blow up the building, you see. And this would be wrong. We owe them protection as our ministers. They handle our protection from attack and from crime. We are to render protection to Caesar. Then number six, we're to render generosity. Often the word render is translated reward, a giving over as a reward. Matthew 6, 4, 6, and 18, Christ speaking in the Sermon on the Mount, that thine alms, your charity gifts, may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. This is our word render, reward thee openly. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Thy Father which is seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Render. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. This concept of rewarding is doing something nice, something generous to people who do well. So apply your heart unto wisdom, build a better country than what we were given, invent better machines, develop better power sources, design better procedures, provide better education. Dr. Kopp has done this in a number of ways, working with the Indiana government and veterinary medicine, taking a Christian attitude into that place. Daniel and Emily and others working in the military service, taking their Christian orientation into the military. We can be creative because our Maker was creative and He made us in His own image. So let us be creative. How can we help? How can we reward our country? We can influence the realm of politics and reward our country with moral and better things. So render reward to Caesar. And finally, number seven, we are to render disciples. Now, it took a little bit to get this, but in Luke 19:8, render is translated restore. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore. This is not just giving away, but repayment. I restore him fourfold, Luke 19:8. The concept of restoration implies a returning something that had been lost. The idea of rendering to Caesar something that has been lost struck me as a very good idea because the people of our country are lost. And we can restore them to a better state and make them better citizens by getting them saved. In Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore, teach all nations, or make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All nations. All nations certainly includes our own, does it not? So let us seek the lost and restore them to our nation. When you think about it, as we win the United States one person at a time, we restore the image of God to man. As men receive Christ, they learn a discipline of life. As they become disciplined and discipled, they restore our country to principles of godly behavior. This is a good thing for the country. So render disciples of Jesus Christ to Caesar. So let me close with this thought. I have laid a burden of responsibility on your shoulders. I said at the beginning that if you accept these responsibilities as God-given, it will drive you on your knees to ask God, the power of the Holy Spirit, to accomplish these things. And there will be a revival in your own life and thinking. So take these responsibilities, groan under these responsibilities, and plead with God for help. In this way, we will heal our land and honor our Lord. Let's bow for prayer. Father, you've given to us an opportunity to turn our thinking to how we can be effective in the world around us. While we can see the effect we might have within our church, within our families, we see that you have a larger plan for us. That you show us that by doing the Christian thing, we begin to actually affect our country and our leaders. Now we ask that you might help us tonight to determine to accept the responsibilities you've given us to render these things unto Caesar, to recognize that we have a role to play living in our nation. Father, we have a role to stand against wrong teaching, a role to play in taking a stand against wrong action, and be willing to suffer for it. Yet, all of these things we are to do to make our country and our leaders better people. Certainly praying for our leaders is an important part of this. Help us to keep a tender heart toward those who are lost, thinking that their way will lead the country well, when actually it's only your way that will lead the country well. So we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.